So this morning we are going to again go with the gospel according to St. Luke, and we're going to walk along with Sister Mary as she has already, we talked about it on last week and found that even though she had planned, the purpose that God had for her life was more important. And so we continue to walk with her this morning as she began to look and see what God has blessed her with unfold right before her very eyes. Gospel according to St. Luke this morning, the first chapter, I read verses 46 through 49. The Bible reads, and Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit have rejoiced in God my Savior. For he have regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty have done to me great things, and holy is his name. For he that is mighty have done to me great things, and holy is his name." This morning, supporting scripture this morning, coming from the 126th division of Psalms, the third verse reads, "The Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad." The Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad. "For he have regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or theme this morning. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, I will be satisfied. Because he truly is a friend to all mankind. What kind of man is that would lay down his life for his friends? Now, I don't believe you know too many folk that would give up their life for you this morning. So if you know anything about the love of Jesus, then you ought to be happy just in that fact right there, knowing that somebody died in your stead that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Somebody died because of our unrighteousness. And so we are just thankful that we belong to a God that loves us with that type of love, a love that is unconditional, a love that has no strings attached, a love that he just gives and does for us just because we are his and we belong to him this morning. I'm glad to know this morning who I belong to. And because I belong to God, I trust God with my whole heart and my soul. And so God, the one that blesses us over and over again, that God has allowed us this morning an opportunity to come into the house of God one more time. And as we've come, he is allowing us to unite our forces together in spirit and in truth. And we are here this morning to exalt and magnify the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, with one mind and one purpose. We can't do it all the same way, but we ought to be able to know that God has blessed us all in some way or another. It is a known fact this morning that every one of us have something that we ought to be able to thank and praise our God for. We realize that, as the songwriter once said, that all you got to do is begin to count your blessings. Songwriter say, name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what the Lord God has done. So as you begin to count your blessings, you will find out that you don't have enough fingers. You can't count all the things that the Lord God has done for you this morning. And as I count my blessings and I look around and see what God has done, I realize that not only has the Lord God blessed me, but how many of you know that God blessed that one sitting beside you? You are looking at a miracle sitting beside you this morning, and we belong to a blessing God. And because we belong to God, we can give him praise and give him glory, and we ought to give him honor this morning. Bless the Lord, David said, oh, my soul. And all that is within me. You know, you ought to have a mind to tell your God thank you without anybody having to encourage you or to stir you up. You ought to be stirred up just because you are yet still counted amongst the living. Regardless of where you are, what you might be going through, you can look around and see that God has blessed you in a mighty special way. All of us got so much to be thankful for. I'm glad this morning to know that we belong to a mighty God. Not only is he a mighty God, but he is a great God. A God that can do anything but fail. A God that can do the impossible. And he is a God that has stepped into our situation more than one time. He is the one this morning that makes a way out of no way. And he is the one that if we choose to believe in him, I think that his goodness and his mercy will allow us to know that he died. His destiny was to die. And as we continue to walk here in the land of the dying, working and praying to get to the place where we'll live with God eternally, we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. This morning, as we continue to walk along with Mary, we look at God's purpose for her life and in the midst of her plans unfolding. But I get stirred up and I get filled with joy when I really acknowledge just how good the Lord has been to us. We're here and we talk about a year after year about the Virgin Mary and what God had done for Mary. But as we look at Mary, last week we left Mary in a state of submission. She was in a state of gratefulness. She was grateful to God and she just wanted to let somebody know that I realize that I've been highly favored by the Lord our God. I'm just a common girl and I don't have a whole lot, but God could have chose anybody, but he chose me. And Mary didn't question God as to why did you choose me. Mary just said, Lord, at thy word, let thine will be done. So in other words, Lord, whatever you say you want me to do, I'm willing to do it. But there ought to be a time in your life to where you ought to be willing to go and do what the Lord God has asked you to do. Mary was humbled and willing to be a servant and to allow whatever God wanted to happen in her life to come to pass. Mary had consented and was willing, but let us consider just for a moment the pressures and the thoughts and the questions of concern that was going on in Mary's mind. A young girl facing rejection and humiliation for something that was beyond her control. A young girl that realized that the one that I've been espoused to, he may not believe me, but I'm going to trust and I'm going to tell him just like I heard it. And isn't it good to belong to a God that always paved the way for you? Because while Mary might have been trying to figure out how am I going to tell Joseph this situation that I found myself in, she didn't realize that God had already worked it out. Because not only did God send an angel to Mary, God sent an angel to Joseph. Anybody know you need to have somebody that would be able to speak up for you? And you need to have somebody that somebody going to believe that they know what they're talking about. It's good to have somebody in your corner this morning. And that somebody in your corner, you know, sometimes how you say, I want you to pray for me. But if you don't even know how to pray for yourself, ain't no need of trying to pray for me. If you don't know how to ask the Lord to help you work out your situation, if you can't get yourself out of a rut, how are you going to help me get out of a rut? Have you ever heard somebody say that unless you learn how to help yourself, you can't help nobody else? And so we find ourselves looking at this young girl that has been chosen by God, this young girl that has been given the responsibility of carrying the Savior of the world. And Mary was so thankful that she heeded the Master's call. She was glad that she was able to be a part of his divine plan and the purpose that he had for her life. And so in ways of reconciliation, we know that God has blessed, and without the power, without the fact that God allowed his son to come through Mary, then all of us would be lost. For the Bible declared that he came to save us from our sins. So now, if the Lord knew that we were going to be in such a sinful state that he needed to send somebody, and he looked around and found that out of all the people that I've created upon the earth, nobody is walking in a way that will satisfy me. Nobody is walking in a way that will be able to stand and atone for the sins of all mankind. So what I got to do, I'm going to have to send my son down. So I thank God for allowing Jesus to come. And you know, you ought to be grateful this morning that God has blessed us in such a way that God had the power to take the word of God and allow that word to become flesh. The Bible declared that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, that all things that were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. God made and God declared the word of God, and the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. And because he dwelt among us, we got to understand the reason why. He came so that we might have life. Now, even though he's given us life, he realized that out of all these folk that I made, nobody, just a very few folk, want to hold on to my word. Only a few folk withstand and do what I've asked them to do. I got a whole lot of folk that I blessed along the way, but a lot of the ones that I blessed have turned their backs on me. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody realize that there are times when the people of God will turn against God, and we got to trust God with everything that we got. We got to know that the Lord God is right there by our side. And so when we trust God, we ought to know that God has done something for us. Him being the Son of God came in the human flesh, and for on this mission, he had 33 years to fulfill a mission of the prophecy of the coming Messiah, the one that would bring salvation to the people of God, the one that would shed his blood as the ultimate sacrifice for you and for myself. Then when I look here in the word of God, the prophet Isaiah, he shared with us that there's going to be one that's going to come. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground, to have no form of comeliness, that we shall see him. There's no beauty that we should desire him. Isaiah says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him smitten of God and afflicted. But I thank God that Isaiah realized that he would be wounded for our transgression. He will be bruised for our chastisement, and the peace will be upon him. By his stripes are we healed. I thank God this morning because I know that there's a lot of sickness in the land. But I thank God that my God didn't die in vain. Every time they beat him across the back. I'm so glad to inform you again this morning that by the stripes that God received, you shall receive the healing that comes from on high. But the Bible declared that all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us has turned to his own way. And the Bible declares he laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet God opened not his mouth. I thank God that we serve a mighty God this morning. A God that is able to do what nobody else can do. I thank God that he's right there by our side. And if you ever need somebody to be on your side, all you got to do is call on the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I just want to let you know this morning that we serve a mighty God. And this God that I'm talking about was not only he good to Mary, but God been good to every one of us. I looked and I found out that we all have a reason to praise God.
All you got to do is start remembering some of the things that the Lord God has done. Is there anybody in here that realize that you've been blessed by the best? God brought you from a mighty long way. So when I look here at what David said, David said, when I look at the captivity of the people of Zion, I thank God that it's almost like I'm having a dream. My mouth has been filled with the joy of the Lord and my laughter. I thank God this morning that I know that the heat enrages, but the Lord God has all power in his hand. I believe when David said, the Lord have done great things. Have God done anything for anybody in here? I just stopped by to let you know. The Lord God have done great things for all of us. Well, we all ought to be glad. I'm so glad this morning to know that I got the Lord God on my side. I'm glad this morning to know that God will be right there when everybody else turned their back. The Lord has done great things. Anytime you look around, all you got to do is trust the power of God. Every time I have one situation to come up in my life, I serve a mighty God, a God that will step in, a God will do what I need him to do. And I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of my God and all that the Lord God has done for me, I can't help but cry out in the name of Jesus. I thank my God for saving me. Is there anybody in the house this morning that want to trust the power of a mighty God? How many of you know that you've been blessed this morning? How many are glad that God has blessed you one more time? Is there anybody looking for a blessing this morning? I just stopped by to ask somebody, will you have the right mindset and say, anyway you bless me, Lord, anyway you pick me up, I'll be satisfied. If you pick me up out of this situation I'm in, oh God, I will be satisfied. I want to thank God for being my God, and I want to thank God for all that he done for Sister Mary. For he realized, Mary, everything is going to be all right. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. I want to let you know that I am your father, and I want to let you know that I bless you from on high. You are highly favored among all of the women. I put the power of a loving God down in your heart. For the Bible says that old Mary stood up one day. She rose up and she went into the house with a haste. She went down to Zachariah's house, stopped by her cousin Elizabeth's house, and she began to talk to Elizabeth. She realized that I am a child of the king. For the Bible said that when she came to pass, and when she got in there with Elizabeth and she began to open up her mouth, every time she opened her mouth and talked to Elizabeth, the Bible declared the baby inside Elizabeth's womb began to jump and leap for joy. And the Bible declared that the Holy Ghost fell all over Elizabeth. Elizabeth got confirmation that this baby that I have in my womb is a blessing from the Almighty God. Mary realized that I want to let you know. I just came by to let you know, Elizabeth, that I've been going through some things myself. But Mary didn't have to let it. Mary didn't have to let her know anything. For the Bible declared that the Spirit of God revealed to Elizabeth everything that was going on. For the Bible declared that she said, you are blessed among women, and the fruit of thy womb is the power of a loving God. And whence is this that you have come to me? I want to know, where did I find the honor? How have I been blessed to allow you to be in my presence with the baby Jesus in your womb? I realized that when you open up your mouth, and I heard the voice coming in my ear, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And I want to let you know that you are blessed. Because you are blessed. I want to know, how do you feel? Oh, I believe to hear the Mary began to say, oh, Lord, my God, my soul magnified thee. Oh, Lord, I'm so happy that you blessed me to be a part of your divine plan. Oh, Lord, I got joy because you allowed me to carry the Savior of the world. He regarded my low estate as a handmaiden. He realized that I didn't have a whole lot, but he looked down at me my life realized that I had the right thing. And he blessed me to carry the child of God. For Mary said, he has a mighty thing. He had done mighty things for me. The Lord God has done great things. And I want to let you know this morning, God is still a great God. God is still doing great things. And somebody ought to look for a blessing this morning and say, Lord, any way you bless me, oh, Lord, I'll be satisfied. I want to let you know about this child named Jesus. Jesus began to get up on the Sermon on the Mount, and he began to let the people of God know that if you want to be a believer, all you got to do is trust the power of God, and I will bless you over and over again. For the Bible declared when he stood up on the mountain, blessed are they that are poor in spirit, for I will give them the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Anybody ever feel down and out? I want to let you know that God got a blessing upon you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. Say, is there anybody looking for the Lord? I want to let you know that you ought to be like the wise men that I heard that there was a child born that had all power in his hand. I heard that there was a star in the east, and because I saw that bright star, I want to find my God this morning. And when I find my God, I want to tell my God, thank you. Is there anybody in this house that stopped by the Faust Chapel Baptist Church that said, oh Lord, I want to thank you for waking me up this morning. I want to thank you for bringing me a mighty long way. And oh Lord, I got some ailments in my body. I got some pain in my body. I got some trouble in my body. But I want to let you know I need you, God, to step into my situation. And I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but anyway, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. When you wake me up in the morning, I want to tell my God, thank you. When I sit down and get my stomach full, I want to tell my God, thank you. Anyway, anyway, you bless me, God, I'll be satisfied. My soul, to magnify the Lord. I got joy. Where are the people that in the house that got joy of the power of God? Where are the worshipers in the house that want to give your God some praise? How many of you know that I got a Christmas present for you? Wrap this wall in clothes, born in a manger with all power in his hand. And I'm so glad that I got the Lord on my side. And I'm so glad that when Mary was right there, she didn't give up and she didn't feel bad. But she said, I'll go through what I gotta go through. Because for the Lord I live, for the Lord I live. Is anybody living for God this morning? Anybody got joy this morning? Anybody got Jesus? Can you help me this morning? Call on the name of our Savior, J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Oh, you ought to be able to say it better than that. Somebody need to call on your Jesus. Somebody need the Lord in your life, in your sick room, in your home this morning. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my King. Jesus, my doctor. Jesus, my bridge across troubled water. Jesus, the only name I know. Anyway, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. If Minister David don't want to praise him, I'm not going to stop because she won't. But when I think of what God has done for me, if Richard don't want to praise him, I'm not going to stop because he won't praise him. But when I think about what the Lord had done for me. Am I talking to anybody in here? Have God done something for you this morning? If there's something going on in your mind and you know the Lord that brought you a mighty long way, and somebody ought to tell my God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being my God. And whatever you do, it'll be all right. Because if the Lord never does anything else for me, he's already done enough. He done blessed me beyond measure. And so I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that our God knew exactly what he was doing. Shows that humble little servant. She didn't give our Savior a hard time. She said, Lord, whatever your word say, that's what I'm going to do. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Why? Because he's a great God. And he has done great things. Mary said for me, David said he has done great things for us. And we ought to be glad. We ought to be glad this morning that God has done and is doing what he's doing in our lives this morning. It's more than mere words when we say that Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't let that be just a conversation piece, but let it be the truth as to how you feel from within. Because if you got Jesus, you're going to have joy. You're going to have peace. And whatever you ask of the Lord, if you trust and believe, it's yours just for the asking. All you got to do is trust him. And so we say to you, the people of God, this morning, as we continue to walk with Mary, Mary realized that I've gone and I've shared. You read the story. Mary stayed there for 3 months. But just before John the Baptist was born, Mary had already left. God has a way of confirming where he is with you. Listen to that small, still voice. Hear what God is saying to you as an individual. For it is God's desire this morning that we all be saved, that we will make preparations to go back to live with him forever in a place called New Jerusalem. Everybody won't get to go, but there will be a remnant, a few, that will continue to stand and trust the power and the word of God. If that individual beside you don't want to go, don't wear yourself out trying to drag them in. You just try to make your way that God will allow you to get in.